Welcome to the Referral Agent Podcast. My name is Tom McGivern. I'm a licensed broker associate here on Long Island. This podcast is dedicated to connecting with other real estate agents throughout the country. I will tell you about our market and how we do things here and how I do things here. And hopefully we can connect so we can take care of our clients. All right, welcome to the Real Estate Agent Podcast. My name is Tom McGivern, as the introduction suggests. I'm a real estate agent here on Long Island. I created this podcast as a means to communicate with other real estate agents all over the country, really, as I can reach you as I grow this podcast and my Facebook page. It's actually a group called the Real Estate Agent Network. I think it's called that. Yeah. I created that because, first of all, I'm trying to reach agents that are outside of, New York State, because we're an outbound state, meaning people are leaving the state as opposed to, coming into the state. So if you are, let's say, in Florida or Texas or North Carolina or something like that, you may know people who live or own a home on, Long Island or, New York, and you need a real estate agent who's reliable and you can, go to if you, can refer and they can take care of the client. And that's what the purpose of this podcast is, just to help take care of our clients together. And of course, I always mention that I pay a 35% referral fee plus a bonus to on the listing selling side. If I sell it with to the buyer who comes directly to me, I'll pay a 10% bonus on the selling side as well. So that's hopefully advantageous. I'm actually live on Facebook while I'm doing this video on my professional page, which is Tom and Colleen Sell. That's at Tom and Colleen Sell. If you're on Facebook, you can go see our page there. But the that group I was mentioning was Real Estate Agent Referral Network, Real Estate Agent Referrals Network. I just recreated it, so there's not that many members in the group yet. And the reason I created it was because of the restrictions on a lot of groups. They don't let you promote your businesses. It's usually like no promotion, no self-promotion, only questions. So I wanted to make it, cooler than that and easier for people to actually just promote their businesses. And it's for all different businesses. It could be real estate agents, home inspectors, whatever. So if you come across this podcast, head over to Facebook, Real Estate Agent Referrals Network. Okay, it's a private group. All right. So today's topic, I thought I would discuss as I came up with these ideas, these podcast ideas for agents, I also do a consumer podcast as well. And that is geared towards, consumers, buyers, and sellers. This is geared towards real estate agents. And I, could share my take on things. And also real estate agents can, share theirs. And if you wanted to be on the show on this podcast, that'd be great. I would like to hear you and, chop up a good topic for people. Anyways, the topic I thought I'd talk about today was what's the best brokerage format? And the reason I want to talk about this is because I don't know if many real estate agents really give this much thought. And I've always kind of known this, but the brokerage I'm at now, they talk a lot about the different formats and what, we are as a company as opposed to what other companies are. So what's the best brokerage format? Now, it doesn't, I'm going to talk about a kind of a global perspective and then go from there, because everyone always thinks splits. What's the best split? But there are three main brokerages, different kind of brokerage formats. There's an agent, agent-centric or focused, a client-focused, or a company-focused. The agent-focused is you know, a brokerage that's focuses on your agent splits. Okay. It focuses on your, you know, the tools, the training, the advantages for the agents, and tries, they try to blend that with a client focus, but the agent focused brokerage is focused solely on, or mainly on, the agent. You know, you're going to get, you know, 80%, you're going to get these trainings and these tools, and aren't we great? And what, you know, these are the advantages for you to be here at our brokerage. Client focused is investments in tools that help the client. Okay. I always think that Redfin, the website, redfin.com, is a good example of that. And it's a very, very well thought out and designed website for consumers. Tools for the agents, okay, to impress the client. That's another one. You know, you want a brokerage that spends lots of money on their, you know, their consumer apps, their consumer presentations, things like that. And then company focused. Now we're talking about the brand. The brand is always front and center. You walk into their offices and they have their principles or their mission statements and things like that. I think of Keller Williams as an example of a company focused brokerage. Okay. The company's like right in your face, as opposed to, you know, you being an agent or client focused. And if you're not a real estate agent and you listen to this podcast, this is good information as well for you to understand the ins and outs of the brokerage. I'm doing this 13 years. So I do get phone calls from people on YouTube. Hey, I'm thinking of getting my real estate license. What's some advice for me? This is good advice. So if you've ever thought about getting a real estate license, by all means, give me a call. I'll answer any questions you have. But, you know, we're talking about what is the best brokerage format. And this is all opinion based. So we're going over it. It's agent focused, client focused, or company focused. That company, again, focuses on, you know, the message throughout all their offices, the materials, their strict guidelines to promote the company and all of your marketing materials, right? They really drive home company, company, company. Client is more client focused, right? I use redfin.com as an example of that, consumer focused. It's highly consumer focused. People go there, they don't even know what Redfin is. They don't know that it's even a brokerage. I mean, they have stuff on there, or had stuff. I think they're going out of business, but because of what's going on. But you mainly are, as a consumer, it's almost like using I want to say it's Zillow. All right. It's the same kind of thing. You don't even know it's a real estate brokerage. Very, very highly focused on the client, and then agent focused. Hey, your split's going to be great. You're going to make a lot of money here. Here's the training tools. Here's all the advantages of being an agent here. Okay. So I covered that. I'm going to focus on agent and client focused companies because I believe the company focus kind of bleeds into all the categories of different types of brokerages. I think everybody tries to promote a culture of the company and brand identity. Let's talk about what really matters first and foremost to a real estate agent. And we know what that is. The split. Okay. At the end of the day, yes, you want to be at a brokerage that helps your clients and all that other stuff. But a lot of real estate agents, the first question, once they get savvy, if they've Googled how this business works, they might want to ask the person interviewing them, hey, what's your split? Well, how much money do I get out of the deal? Okay. What's a fair split? I think that's a great question. You know, the broker takes on all the responsibilities for the overall expenses, right? They pay expenses to exist, right? From the toilet paper to the lights to, you know, the internet in the office to all the legal and more complex issues that brokers, you know, have to operate within the the real estate industry, right? Taking on staff, paying people, forming a corporation, and you know, forms and documents and human resources and fair housing and fair employer stuff and all that complex stuff, the broker takes that on, and that is part of their expenses. So they have to get paid something. So in order for the broker to cover expenses and be profitable, what's a good split? In my opinion, for what it's worth, right? I think 75% is a good, across the board, is a good split. It's fair. I think it's a fair assessment for the modern day brokerage. It, you know, but does it promote or provide, I should say, enough room for the brokers to make money? Well, let's look at what brokers do and don't do in the modern day, right? So brokers generally now do not provide any leads, okay? You don't get leads or prospects, people walking into an office anymore, and then, you know, you have floor time, duty time. These are old terms that from the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, that where people would, you know, real estate agents sit in an office and they would have floor time. If someone came in, they'd be on a rotation. Someone would walk in, hey, I'm looking to buy a house. And they had to do that because why? If, when you were looking back then, you didn't have the internet. So you had floor time. You also had duty time, meaning that they could be one and the same, but duty time might be phone time, right? Phone rings, you pick it up, you answer it, and you get that up, as they used to call it. So most brokerages do not provide that any longer to the real estate agents. The traditional brokerage setup for walk-ins is, you know, is gone. Brokers do not produce prospects for agents. So that's one thing they don't do. What do? They provide license structures for agents legally to conduct business. That's first and foremost. That's what brokers do at a base level. Most states, you have to, as a real estate agent, licensed real estate agent, you have to work under a broker because they've been trained more. They take a higher level of class. They have experience. So to get a broker's license, you have to have, you know, X amount of transactions or years in the business, and then you can get your broker's license. Doesn't necessarily mean you'd be a good broker or owner, but you do know the generalities a little bit more so than a licensed agent or licensed salesperson. Brokers provide agent training, hopefully. They each offer different incentives to agents. Again, okay, so that's agent-centric. So like the split, like you might get a referral fee for, you know, recommending an agent, you know, or recruiting an agent to the company. The broker design, you know, they design agent mentality and the standards for the agents. The broker lays out the foundation for, you know, that's what it is, the mentality of the real estate agents. And if it's done correctly, you know, maybe the agents are more productive depending on the environment that the broker and the owner and owners set. So I'm going to stop there. It's just too much to get into, but that's basically what a broker doesn't do, doesn't generate leads. And then they do a couple other things at a basic level. So a split of 75% to the agent and 25% to the broker makes sense because they're not paying for the leads anymore. They're not paying to be in the newspapers and et cetera. So the agents do that. The real estate agents take on most of the advertising or almost all of it. So it's coming out of my pocket as a real estate agent. We're the ones generating the business. We're the ones, depending on brand awareness, your brokerage brand may help you get an edge over competitors, right? So if your broker has a brand identity, that can help you as an agent. And that's huge. So if you wanted to service like a luxury market, you know, you go to the company that has that brand identity, that can help you get a listing. But however, you as the agent need to get in front and center of the folks. If you're not front and center of them, then it doesn't matter. The brand could be great, but if you're not doing what you need, again, spending the time, maybe the money to get in front of folks so that now, oh yeah, oh, you're with Brand X? Oh, that's great. Yeah, I know they do waterfront specifically. Tell me what you do, okay? You need to get there in order to get the business. So I think 75% to a real estate agent is really ideal in today's day and age. So agent-centric. So the split advantages for the agent and how the brokers use that to attract agents sets a precedent for agent mentality. this can be good and it can be not so good. If you join a company that is agent focused, meaning the owners focus heavily on agent recruitment, let's say via high split design, they can lose the element that's most important to the client, and that is standards and mentality. They may overlook that and just be recruiting people with a high split, but not promoting a mentality or a standard, a high standard, or an identity to help their clients. If you attract agents solely for split as a broker and, you know, high split payouts and all that other stuff, it doesn't leave a whole lot left for the broker to promote brand and improve overall services and be more client-centric. I hope I'm making that really clear, because you as an agent, when you're deciding, hey, what brokerage should I work at? You really want to look at that. Because if it's, oh yeah, man, you're going to get 100%, this is great, this is the best thing ever, you may want to know what's behind the door before you step through. Because if there's nothing there for the client, and then you go in and sit down at a kitchen table, and they're like, you don't even know what to say because your company doesn't have anything, you know, any weight to it that's going to show up. So what it is leave us as agents. It's on us, right? It's on you and us, you know, the person to brand yourself personally. And I'm going to talk more about that. I have another agent on Facebook who talks a lot about it as well. And I think it's a very unique thing to talk about in the digital age, branding yourself. Yes. Oh, I work at Coldwell Banker. I work at, you know, Remax, or I work at Sally Boutique, you know, Realty. That's great. They have an identity. I guess the big box brokerages right now in the new digital age, they're having a real hard time. I think keeping agents, because agents are realizing the brands are old school, right? And the new digital age is agent branding is very, very important. And the more you know about it, the better. Even if you're a great real estate agent, if you know how to brand, and I'm not saying I'm an expert, but you know, this podcast and the other podcasts that I do, that's just me with a digital platform. That's my thing, you know, and I pride myself on doing some research and being prepared for people so that when they look me up, hey, they can find some information. This guy's not just trying to sell me on you know, BS. So regardless of the brokerage that you're at, if your broker, let's say your broker is a crook, then it doesn't really matter. You're done. Your goose is cooked. But we as the agents, we must work on our business as salespeople to reach folks and get to them. So I've talked about all this stuff. You want to think about if you've got an advantage, an advantageous split. You've set a standard for yourself. You're client focused in your business, and you can articulate that in the digital age. Right, you got a brand identity for yourself, and you'll do well. So when we talk about the brokerage platform, you just have to find the right brokerage that fits your personality. I'm at Villa Home. We call it Villa Homes. We call ourselves Villagers. The split is advantageous to the agent. The service, the client's services that our company provides me as an agent, or us as agents, to manage our business and help our clients is very good. Incredible. It's this, it's that. It's very well put together. So I'm excited about that. And the company understands its brand. So if you have any questions, if you're in one of the 27 states that we have a company, please give me a call. We'd love the opportunity to talk with you. That's not the purpose of this podcast. Again, this podcast was created by me so that we can help service our clients. If you are in Florida, you're in another state, and you know somebody on Long Island, they own a second home where you live, or they're looking where you live, and you need a real estate agent in New York, right? That's me. That's myself, my team, my partner, Colleen Davis, and I. We've been doing this combined experience of 20 years. And you know, again, I'm on live on Facebook. If you're on Facebook, you can find me at Tom and Colleen Sell, at Tom and Colleen Sell. You'll be able to find us on Facebook. You know, Tom McGivern on Facebook as well. That's my personal profile. I also have other profiles. I got a lot of stuff going on. Just trying, like you are, trying to brand myself, making sure that I know I'm at a good, strong company. And I hope this podcast, whoever listens to it, gets something out of it. And like I said, I pay a 35% referral fee. If you have a client here in New York needs to sell, if someone's moving here, we'll gladly take care of them as well, pay you a 35% referral fee for that. And I look forward to hearing from you. My number is 631-831-9048. This has been the Referral Agent Podcast. Thanks for listening. I look forward to helping and taking care of our clients. Hey, before you go, head over to linktr.ee/TomMcGivern. You'll find all of our social platforms there, our websites. If you aren't using a Linktree, also check that out, linktr.ee. You should be using that product. It's awesome. Thanks for listening to this podcast. I look forward to helping serve our clients together.